Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 30, Tzaneen 34 en Malahleni 29 grade. Ons begin in Durban, waar familie en vriende bijeengekom het om hulde te bring aan die voormalige kabinetsminister Pravin Gordhan. Hy sal vandag ter ruste geleë word. Hy is verlede week oorlede na kort siekbed. Tamasha Kanye berig.
Some 500 mourners, including friends and dignitaries, have already taken their seats in the main auditorium of the ICC. It's where the funeral for the late former minister will begin this morning. According to an updated message from Government Communications Office, the service, which was initially scheduled to begin at 10, will now get underway in an hour's time. When the hearse arrives, Gordhan's coffin will be carried through glass doors at the front of the ICC and placed on a red carpet near the stage. The program will feature 10 speakers, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, who will deliver the eulogy. Meanwhile, interfaith prayers will be offered by representatives of the Hindu, Jewish, Islamic and Christian faiths. Tamasha Kanye, East Coast Radio News Watch, Durban ICC.
Die Gautengse regering het tans 45 onvoltooide infrastruktuurprojekte van miljoene rande elk. Dis volgens die provinsiale tesorie se voorlegging aan lede van die Nasionale Raad van Provinsies. Van hierdie projekte is 24 in die proses om voltooi te word, terwyl 5 nog in beplanningsfase is. Die hoof van die Suid-Afrikaanse Polisiediens se speerdienste, Gossie Sematule, sê intussen die konstruksiebedryf word deur bendes geteiken wat die bedryf gijslaar hou. Gauteng, die Weskaap, Ooskaap en KwaZulu-Natal is tans brandpunte vir afpersing.
In KwaZulu-Natal we have identified 18 business forums. In the Western Cape we have identified 10 syndicates. In Eastern Cape we have identified 5 business forums. In Gauteng, there's 3 that includes Boko Haram. In Limpopo, Mpumalanga and Northwest, they have 1 each.
Die minister van water en sanitasie Pemi Majondina sê haar departement het sy ondersoek na die ineenstorting van die Jagtersfontein myndam afgehandel. Die ramp het 2 jaar gelede plaasgevind in die Vrystaatse myndorp. 3 mense is dood en talle ander is dakloos gelaat. En nog nie sê die buiteland die Witte Huis sê Amerika was nie betrokke by die dodelike aanvalle in Libanon nie. Minstens 20 mense is dood en 450 ander is beseer. Die aanvalle was gemik op lede van die militante Hezbollah groep Woordvoerder van Amerika's Nationale Veiligheidsraad, John Kirby.
We want to see the war end. And everything we've been doing since the beginning has been designed to prevent the conflict from escalating. We still believe, for instance, that there is a diplomatic path forward, particularly up near Lebanon. While it is increasingly difficult, and we are certainly no closer to finality.
I guess in September, our top story at this hour, family and friends gathered in Durban to remember former cabinet minister and anti-stalwart Pravin Gordhan.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy.